Do you have students who show leadership potential in your ministry? Are you looking to develop or strengthen your student leadership program? DYM would love to invite you to our Student Leadership Conference. It's this summer in three locations: Southern California, Granger, Indiana, and Atlanta, Georgia. Each conference is taught by Doug Fields and Josh Griffin and other DYM friends. Check out studentleadershipconference.com for more details, including pricing, dates, and exact location. We'd love to see you this summer.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by the Orange Conference, a three-day conference in Atlanta, Georgia for your entire ministry team. Maximize your influence on the spiritual growth of the next generation as we explore this year's theme, what it means to be for our neighbors. Register today or learn more at theorangeconference.com.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTrex. Go to serve, return, ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone. And through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They'll bring back that leadership and confidence to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at LeaderTrex.org. And since we love DYM, listeners get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10 at LeaderTrex.org.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Everybody, welcome to the Download Youth Podcast. Doug Fields and co-host Josh Griffin.
Hello there.
Second time
did
in a row.
Did you do the countdown?
I did. Oh, okay. I did the countdown. Yeah. Countdown the show. It's my job.
It was nice.
You did well.
A job after 300.
It was better the first time.
Tres, dos, uno.
Yeah. And Katie the Queen Edwards is here.
It's great to see you.
Pastor, youth pastor, junior high pastor, author, speaker, occasional drunk.
No? Why would you say occasional?
No. Play a game. Say which one of these is not true.
Not true. I'm not an occasional drunk.
She's not an occasional drunk. She's always drunk.
Yes, I'm not ever drunk.
I texted a guy I met with earlier today, and I said I can either come at 10 o'clock. I have a podcast. I said I can either come before noon or after 3. He says come at 10. He goes, I'm drunk by 3.
What?
Hey,
and that was Jason Carson, who's our fourth
member.
Hey,
Jason,
of this
welcome.
Hello.
Posse. We have incredible, incredible sponsors.
Was it like a French? What was that?
Posse.
We have incredible sponsors. Josh, who's our first incredible
sponsor? Our first incredible sponsor is Orange Conference. Join the DYM podcast team for a live podcast.
Woo.
And hang out with us.
Yeah, go
Doug's
to OrangeConference.com.
Yeah, join us. XP3 Students Curriculum.
Amazing student curriculum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mine comes out the day of Orange Conference. I have a 2-3 week curriculum. It comes out for
what
XP3.
A kiss bud.
Yeah,
the day of the conference.
Yeah, I like to call it day and date.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, so buy it.
Cha-ching.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's
what's your resource, JG?
It's called If/Then. If Then. It's really good.
Oh, that's a musical.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of pressure now. I didn't
copyright
any musical numbers for this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Liza Mendel.
That's great. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll
be fun.
Close.
Hey, we also have other sponsors that we love a lot. Youth Ministry 360. They've got incredible camps and
LeaderTrex.
Okay, true story. My son is reading the How to Be a Man book by YM360 that you got and gave to him. He loves it. He falls down a lot. But other than that, he's a real sharp kid. Junior high gangly, it happens. But he's learning how to be a man.
To everyone.
It's a phase. Yeah. It's just a phase. Hashtag Orange Conference.
I wish you wouldn't have said that, because if Andy Blanks, who wrote the book from YM360, hears this, that he gave me the book, like he was like, hey, here's my new book. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Oh, and then you immediately gave it away.
Then I give it to your kid.
But you gave it to a young man.
Yeah, there we go. That's good.
It's called mentoring, bro.
To be a man,
you've kind of arrived at that, haven't you?
Well,
okay. Hey,
I don't want to brag.
Austin looks up to you.
It's for teenagers, right? Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Come on.
Andy, send me some more books.
To give away.
Josh has a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
And LeaderTrex, speaking of sending us books, they send us their bodies.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah, Doug and Angie Franklin.
That's from weird.
Yeah, so we have occasional drunks and LeaderTrex bodies.
Yeah, they flew out here a while back last month, and we worked on the Student Leadership Conference.
It's a heavy
that
shipping.
Many of you that are listening to are going to join, go to. It's
they
not
make
too late.
The Student Leadership
Conference.com.
They make it better. They are good.
Yeah.
Really, really good, smart people.
Hey, Josh. Right after this, we're going to do a short podcast because Katie has to leave.
She's
and
real
we
big
to the new studio.
You this are going to die.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
This is the last time
I'm so excited
to be recording. Elliot, don't say anything. No smirky.
Yeah, even just that little.
I've heard that before.
Allison's got her fingers crossed.
I've heard that's like a bad punchline on a bad comedian. I've heard that before.
Sorry, but we should be in the new studio, and we have lots of surprises in the new studio. Yeah. Mm. We'll do a live Facebook showing Katie
surprise
and
guests.
Jason, maybe. Well, we're gonna have a large screen TV behind us so it's we can be Skype fun. People in.
You put whatever we want
exciting.
On there.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah,
and
live interview would be cool.
You know us with like gadgets.
Yeah, technology.
It's our sweet spot. Here. It's our sweet spot. Totally. Yeah.
We didn't.
Second
for,
to none.
For whatever reason, there was like. How many podcasts did not have video?
All of them.
Four?
No.
Three.
Three?
Three. The ones I missed, right? So who cares anyways?
Exactly. Okay. Katie's not here. We're not in the video.
I know. You don't need it.
Oh, didn't record any video. I didn't know that. I thought it cut out in the end.
The camera broke once. Allison fell asleep at the wheel once. And
Elliot.
And Elliot was drunk. Occasionally drunk.
Yeah. Hey, DYM 100. Do we know what date this is going to be on the air?
April.
Middle of April. So we will have made decisions by then.
Yeah. We will have launched DYM University by then. We will have...
Oh, yeah.
We'll have done the DYM 100 selection process.
I could be dead
it
by
could,
then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what?
We'll
do a memoriam.
I have a couple good photos.
You know Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser?
Yeah.
Who's 3 years younger than me, but like me, a superior athlete. had a massive heart attack after a CrossFit workout.
My gosh.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He was in a coma or unconscious for 2 days.
Holy smokes. In all fairness, it was a hard workout.
It's supposed to be done, Josh.
It's really... So on Sunday, Doug and I were doing a workout, and Kathy, his wife, was there. And I said, Kathy, just if you're going to be here for the workout, just keep an eye on that defibrillator over there and just make sure no one else needs it before I need it, because it was a hard workout.
Josh.
Fortunately, didn't need it. Didn't
Josh,
die.
You work out hard.
I try.
Anyway, DYM 100, I think people will know by now. Whether they're in or not, but we have Derry Prinkert, who's he says from your favorite DYM author.
Wow,
is how he signs
it's
this.
Bold, it's a little arrogant, but it's also true.
Yeah,
he is our favorite. Doesn't matter.
No, he's not my favorite.
He's mine.
I don't have a favorite.
Oh, he's my favorite. Any guy who ministers the same church 20 years, Amish country, you're my favorite.
No, it doesn't mean I don't respect the heck out of him. I do.
Should.
I like my, but that's, how many authors do we have?
300? 300.
Yeah, I can't have it. It's like, do you have a favorite kid?
Yeah.
Totally.
Me too. I mean, it changes. I liked Lexi for a long time. Then Austin's really funny.
Yeah.
But Christian's in he's past some of the, he's in a good place.
Yeah.
Jaden's really cute. Yeah, it's Christian right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about you?
My favorite now? Oof. Probably Ella.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
Shame. But Abby for a long time.
Really?
Abby.
All you guys. Total pigs.
Who's your favorite kid?
Exactly the same.
Love Cody, your dad's a liar.
All the same. anyway, Derry.
He likes Tori the best.
Derry.
But he's getting emotional now about Cassie.
Yeah,
I only have three more volleyball games. Yeah. And then I'll
love them all the same. Just like
totally.
DYM authors.
Totally.
Anyway, yeah. Derry is
interesting comparison.
Is pitching. Yeah. Derry is pitching.
Derry?
I have my kids
baseball.
Sign contracts.
Totally.
Yeah, that's why.
Totally. Kid agreement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
He plays for Little League.
Yeah.
Derry is pitching this guy Carter Ammerman.
To go to the DYM 100,
and it's kind of a nice
he's
thing.
He's nominating. That's cute.
Yeah, he says consider this email kind of letter of recommendation from one of the applicants. I don't know if it has any weight. Well, apparently it does to Josh.
It does to me,
favorite.
But I'm only one vote.
But I figured it's worth a try considering I'm a DYM alum, and let's be honest, your favorite DYM author.
I agree.
Yeah, I said it, Timothy Miller and Andrew Larson.
Oh,
what are you going to do about it?
What about Ken Leslie, Ken McIntyre?
Beat me with your glasses,
Nick Clayson. There's a lot of good ones.
Well, then he signs it at the bottom, your favorite author. Yeah, not you, Ken McIntyre. You're Canadian, so that puts you out of the running.
Also
and not
true.
You, Ken Leslie. You have the first name as a Canadian. So he nailed some of your...
Good for him.
You must be very transparent in who you like.
Yeah, I am. Do you think I like you?
I think you like me more than you like Elliot.
That's very true. If that's not transparent, then I have failed miserably.
That's very
And Elliot, I love you too. So that tells you the depth of my love for Douglas Montgomery Fields.
Believe it when I see it.
Just get the videos working on the podcast and we'll be happy.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of favorites, I really do like this young man named Jeff Self, who sent us pictures. And his pictures are on a mug. He was a DYM 100
a selfie.
Guy. He says, he says he's from Kalamazoo Community Church. He says,
Michigan.
What are some ways to stay fresh or feel energized when you feel like you've been in the same position for a long time? I've been at my church for over 7 years, and I love it here. I want to stay here for as long as they'll have me, but being here so long, I feel like I get in a rut at times. So what do you do to mix things up? Mm-hmm. And I would say that when I read the questions that we've got on this last batch, there was probably three that were like this. They all said 7 years.
Really?
We have talked here about the 7 year itch.
Uh-huh. Yep, there it is.
And I thought it was
interesting. It's real. It's a real thing.
Yeah. But the other people that wrote about it, they haven't sent us a cup with their face on it.
Yeah. So we read Jeff's. And he's one of our favorites.
You've heard that in marriage too, right? The 7 year itch? Or no?
I want a cup with my face.
Yeah,
on
7 years is a big
what
time.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know.
It's totally a thing. Well, what I would do is I like to try something new. Like break something that's okay, make it great, or build something new. Like when you got to that church year one, you're like looking, investigating, and pouring into it. You're like your A game. And over time, if you're good and as God blesses it, you get into a good place. And you kind of, ruts are not always a bad thing. Routines, successes, traditions, I like all that stuff. But for me, I am way more in that pioneer trailblazer category. So 7 years in, I get bored. And I go, oh, I don't want to do this. If this is all there is, I'm a builder. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a fixer. I'm not a sustainer. Mm-hmm. So I would say, dream up something really bold and crazy and build something new. So an example would be, let's say that you have done some decent missions work in whatever. So try something crazy. Like we're going to do a week long local missions emphasis where for 7 days, we're going to serve our community and plan this huge spring break thing. Or our church has never taken a missions trip to Africa or something like that. And add on to the schedule a big, scary, impossible task. Yeah. And that'll snap you out of a rut in a hurry. So, and a couple examples. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Get crazy.
Cool. If you want to do that,
go to
KML.center.
Oh, yeah. Great missions work this summer, even.
There you go.
There you go,
I'm
Jeff. Sign
so
up
much
now.
Points with my favorite daughter.
I was thinking
KML.center.
Leader Tracks also has great trips that are all over the country, and there's great organizations like that. But yeah, that's what I would do. Get out of that rut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start something new. You know, if you're, it's a lot of it's personality type deal. I remember
very much so.
I'm sure I've told this story. I was in my office at Saddleback and a whiteboard. Matt Hall, one of our staff guys, and I'm drawing a picture of the tables on Sunday morning and casting vision about how I want a table leader at every table. And here's what we do. And I'm going through and he's like taking notes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then he left my office and I thought, I never want to do that. That's like the 40th time with an intern or a staff person or somebody over all the years that I've made that same pitch, and I just don't want to do that anymore. Like, there are some things that you've just done them. Even if I went to a new church, I don't want to draw that same drawing because like, I want others to do it and just catch it. You know, so you know, you have some of those moments where you go, okay, I'm just not going to do that anymore. Somebody else can do that, pass it off, and then, like you said, Josh, go into new
Try something new, something that's fulfilling and rewarding. And yeah, I like to break things that are doing pretty well, even. So if you're like, that's like a B+. Usually I would leave B+'s alone because I got a lot of other things cooking. But if I get that itch or if I get that, is it time for me to go? No. There's more for me to do. Break something. See what happens.
Yeah. And maybe there's a breakthrough. The 7 years, too, is, you know, I said it takes 5 years to build something.
Yeah.
You know, so you build it. Takes 5 years to maybe build it and get then a couple years to strengthen. And you're like, all right. Do I sit back and watch and maintain? You know, some people are maintainers, and so 7 years isn't a big deal.
Yeah. I
say for Jeff Self, who wrote that in, what you'd help with your itch is create more stuff for DYM.
Yeah.
Get a little perk on the outside.
There. I agree.
Yeah, come on, Jeff.
I'm trying to think of itch ointment, too, that I was going to say. That.
All I got is Preparation H for hemorrhoid cream.
Ooh.
Can I add something?
Yes.
I think
you never have to ask that.
Okay.
You're really the only one of the four that has any content.
I think you're his favorite. I'm just going to say that.
There's no question. That's not even debatable.
Your secret safe
right here. He's related to you.
Nah. I think, too, sometimes maybe a personal experience. So what would be something that maybe just challenges you spiritually or personally or something that gets you out of maybe even your ministry bubble? You know, I think that's maybe you're going to go on a mission trip yourself, you know, and go and have an experience and just get outside of your normalness so that you're hearing God in a different way. And maybe a new passion or a new burden is laid on your heart by having an experience of your own. I think for me, that's been a huge way to kind of reset my clock or whatever, refresh my soul, would be to just have an experience on my own, even if that's a sabbatical for a couple weeks where you're going to meet with people who are totally outside of ministry, exciting people that are passionate about things that might lay new burdens on your heart from the Lord. So even not even necessarily just turning to changing up ministry, but change up you a little bit.
And that's great. I was going to go along those exact same lines saying that what can recharge your batteries. For me, if you put me on a beach alone to walk or even to just sit and look at the ocean, I feel like I'm totally recharged. So for some people, it's the mountains. Some people, it's going out on a lake. But like to find that thing that for you like makes you feel like, oh, a day of just like maybe it's going to the movies alone. I don't know. But
maybe it's playing video games.
In a rut, having something like that to... Yeah.
Watching Star Wars movies, playing Overwatch or Destiny.
Well, learning something new, you could go to dymuniversity.com and download a course.
Yeah. Challenge yourself. And that's a great word.
Like, oh, this is new, or this is, I haven't thought of it this way.
Yeah. What is DYM University?
Elliot, thank you for asking. What is DYM University? It's a new online training program that we have that is starting with people like Katie to get a site license and make all their volunteers go through all these
niche courses,
10 minutes each.
Glowing endorsement that you put on the website, too. That was great.
Totally. Yeah, I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited to do it. I am really excited about it. Josh is showing me all different kinds of samples, and I'm really stoked for my volunteers.
Yeah. We're very, I don't think we've been, and Josh and I have been excited about something like this.
I didn't know we were talking about it.
Well,
if I'm subdued, I don't know how to talk about it yet.
But by the time this airs, it will be a thing.
Yeah, no, it's still in beta mode.
Well, right now, we haven't told anybody.
I think it's super duper awesome. I can't wait to use it for my volunteers.
It's weird talking about it because we haven't been able to talk about it yet.
Okay,
but it's
great.
And it's awesome and it's great. DYMUniversity.com.
Yeah, don't accidentally upload the show tonight, Elliot, or we're in trouble. Todd Peerage, who is DYM 100 and DYM creator of product, says, I'd love to know what you are reading right now. Simple.
Wow. That's great. Well, Jason, let's start with you.
Okay.
going the Bible.
A book called Multiply, which is by Francis Chan and David Platt. And it's a cool discipleship book. So I'm going through it with a couple younger guys in my church. We meet every Thursday morning. And it's broken up into like I think something like 24 chapters, and it's lengthy, but there's questions and study guide throughout the whole thing, and it's cool because you read the chapter and you come back to it each week and have the online video, and it's really cool. It's on full discipleship, making disciples that make disciples, and it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great experience to take some younger guys under your wing and go through discipleship.
I have usually four or five books going on at one time.
Really?
Yeah, I just tinker with them
on
my Kindle. But I just got one called Transgender and trying to get my arms around what that is. And I mean, I know what it is, but how do we minister to kids that are struggling with that? In that same genre, I just bought Yarhouse's book yesterday on sexual identities in teenagers, which I haven't read yet, but I've heard it's great. So that's kind of a little niche that I'm reading about. And then I have a marriage book that I'm reading just to see if I can get any tips from my marriage conference that's coming up. I can't even remember the name of the book, but
It's great.
Yeah, I'm excited to read Transgender and talk about it here.
Yeah. Mm.
We don't get any questions about that kind of stuff at all.
Never. Katie, what are you reading?
I actually just finished that.
You did?
I did, yeah.
You're always ahead of me on
no,
stuff.
No, I have three. Somebody passed me, and so that was one of them. Okay. I actually am reading, it's like this big fat book called Tools of Titans. It's not, I mean, a faith-based book, but it's, you guys actually would super dig it. Kurt Johnston passed it to me.
Yeah.
And it's all these different, it's like three different categories. It's like health, wealth, and wisdom. So this guy basically interviews like they interview 20 people in each of those areas. Mm. So people wow. in the health industry, people in that are just these wealthy entrepreneur types, and then people who are kind of professors and wisdom and stuff. And so he asks different interview questions to all these people. They're really short little chapters, but it's all about like, wow. what would you tell your 16-year-old self? Mm. How did you come up with this? What are your regrets? Mm. What is this? You know, and so it's just kind of, I don't know. It got just a lot of cool little bullet point nuggets of wisdom from random people, but people who are successful or who have failed and, you know, and I don't know. It's really cool. Anyways, so like leadership stuff, people stuff, team stuff. I don't know. It's really cool.
Great.
Rad.
I also read Growing Young by Cara Powell.
Cara Powell, yeah. I
really, really liked that book.
Yeah, that was really good. Talk about little bite-sized wisdom, too. Yeah. She had some great lines in there.
It was a good one.
Yeah, I read Growing Young probably several months ago now. I'm a little ahead of Katie.
Yeah.
But
who's ahead of me?
I read that long ago.
I read it before it went to print.
Yeah. I just was given a book by a buddy of mine who's dealing with a lot of homosexual, transgender issues, all that stuff. I forget the title of it. I'm only a chapter in, but it's like Living in a Colorful World.
Living in a Gray World.
Yeah, Gray World. That's it. And at the super colorful cover. Really, really good start. So I'm really excited to see where he takes it from there. But it's just obviously one of the hot buttons in youth ministry and identity and growing up. So, yeah, it's a good book.
When do you guys read? Do you have a time you read during the day? Do you read before bed? Do you read in the morning?
I have stacks in different areas of my life. It's kind of like you. Like, I have a stack by my bedside, and then I have a stack in my office and a couple in my car. So I feel like I'm kind of awesome. Wherever I am geographically, that's the stack I'm pulling that's from. Awesome. So.
I got my oil change yesterday, and there was a lady the whole time. She just was reading her. She had a book in her car whenever you're in those weird waiting moments or traffic. She's like, whatever.
It's the quickest thing that gets me out of work mode.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Reading.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, CrossFit that's cool. does, too. But yesterday after CrossFit, I called Kathy, and I go, where are we on dinner time-wise? I said, do I have 30 minutes to just stop and read? So I just went to El Pollo Loco, which is the crazy chicken.
How crazy is that?
I got a nice tea, and I just read for like 40 minutes, and it was just like, okay.
That's good. Yeah. I need to read more. There are seasons where I am like avid reader and consumer. Yeah. And there are other times when, boy, it is just off my radar.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's good. From John Batch.
Hey, John.
All right, John.
John is a regular DYMer. What is the appropriate time to arrive for a meeting? The appropriate time to end a meeting and the logistics surrounding meetings?
10 minutes late. Next question.
Coffee in hand.
With a Starbucks in your hand, 10
that
minutes
is
late.
A no.
It's the right time to start a podcast.
That's right.
That's true. That was me. Waiting for Katie. And we were both here.
She's always ahead of you, except for me.
I had a guy tell me, how hardcore is this? I had a guy tell me that if you show up late for a meeting, it reflects how much you think of the person.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, oh, because I was late to everything. So that actually kicked my butt a little bit. And so from then on, I'm like, okay, show people that you care and value their time and show up on time. But it's still hard for me. I'm late sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm always running about 8 minutes behind. Yeah. 8 minutes is
the timeliest group in the world right here. Oof. But it does. There is an element of like, okay, my time's important too. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. If you're meeting with the president, you'd be on time. Mm-hmm. So treat people like that with that level of respect and care.
Sometimes you spill something on yourself in the car, though, and you know.
We've all been there. You would all been there.
I know.
Yeah, I would say I'm a guilty of time optimism like nobody's business. Like, I'll be there at 3, and there's no mathematical way, unless I had a time warp, to get my kids from school, dropped off, run to a place. I just need to be less optimistic about what I can get done in a day.
Yeah.
I think if you're running meetings, too, I mean, it definitely, you know, I mean, I think having a plan and having things end on time, because he asks about when you're going to end things. And Josh actually, you run a meeting the same every time, which I think you know.
Every time, yep.
You know, you sit down and you always say, like, okay, the goal of this meeting is this. This is what we want to get done. And that's what we're going to do. And so you kind of always know that once we get through those objectives, then things are coming to an end.
Yeah.
So I always appreciate about that about you, how you run meetings.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think that when you're self-aware, which is another book I'm reading, The Self-Aware Leader by Terry Linhart.
I would like to read that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's such, that is a serious problem with leaders.
Yeah.
Not any of us, of course. But,
no. Dear Lord.
But some leaders would really
struggle. As a self-aware leader.
Don't you hear that title and get immediately insecure?
I know.
Oh my gosh, is that about me?
Yeah. I think
it's a book you want to have on your, you want to have it like in your backpack. Yeah, so you're going through your stuff. Yeah. And I'm just reading this.
Just whatever. Yeah.
I just want to be more self-aware.
What page are you on? One.
You know what you should do is just have that book handy and be like, you need this book. This is a good book. Just to like flaunt.
That's like my worst nightmare.
I actually think it's probably on the DYM site under Mentor Me.
Uh-huh.
Because I interviewed Terry.
You did, that's right.
Before he wrote this book. And so that's why it was good stuff. I want to read the book. He was processing it at the time. But I think, you know, if you're a self-aware leader, you realize that nobody likes your meeting as much as you like your meeting.
True.
And so nobody likes your service as much as you like your service. No one likes your event as much as you like your event.
It's so sad.
You know, like, I think it's a crime to go over. So if you say the meeting's from 7 to 8:30, nobody complains when you're done at 8:15.
Yeah.
Everybody complains when it's 8:35.
Yeah.
You know, and then we blame the clock or blame when we start, the whole bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like consequences and discipline as a parent with your children when they're young. If you threaten something and then don't follow through, they have it in their mind, well, mom and dad, they don't follow through, so I can do whatever I want. You know, if you're going to say you're going to start a meeting on time and then you don't, that next volunteer training meeting, you're conditioning them. They never start. They just always start with a dumb game or whatever. So I think shorter is better.
Well, and the calendar on your phone and on your Mac or whatever, they all default to an hour. But not every meeting needs to be an hour. I've just recently started doing 45s, and that has been fantastic. Hey, I've got a 3 o'clock, so I got to end at 2:45 so I can get to the 3. That has been really freeing, too. But previously, it's always an hour. I just leave it as an hour.
Yeah.
It's a good little tip. It saves you.
Yeah.
You know.
Wanting to be ahead of you, I do it in 30 minutes. But haven't you had meetings before where you're like, okay, can I, whatever, you set the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And then you probably spend 20 minutes catching up.
Yep.
And then like, oh, hey, what I want to talk to you about.
Here's the meeting, yeah.
It was an 18-minute meeting, but, you know, you caught up over fate. You didn't need that
time. Exactly.
Especially when you're in meetings back to back to back and you need a little breather in between those.
It's true.
You know where I've heard a lot of unspoken frustration is with working with youth worship. Yes, my wife.
Your kids.
Working with youth worship
church
bands,
members.
They feel like it's probably the most chaotic, one of the most chaotic areas of youth ministry, because if they say they'll practice at 7 a.m. before the 8 o'clock service, how many kids are ready to start at 7 a.m.? Never, right? I don't get you. And so what happens is people like the singers on the team or the drummer, they feel like they can just roll in because they don't have to set up anything and tune. They say, well, we don't start this late anyway. So the bar gets lower and lower and lower and lower. So we used to do a thing called 4 clicks at 7, 4 clicks at 5, whatever it was. Clicks are the start the song, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the song starts. But yeah, being intentional about when the meeting starts.
I like that. I've heard that too. My son's in the junior high band, and they say downbeat at 8.
Okay.
So we're in the downbeat. We're starting this practice.
We're starting with you or without you.
Yeah.
So then what happens is because you start the practice even without the drummer there, and your band is all playing, the drummer walks into the room. He realizes he inconvenienced
the group. He or she. Girl drummers are cool.
Yeah, they're better than boy drummers. Thanks for bringing that up.
Wounded.
Yeah, sorry, bro. I didn't mean to make you insecure.
Yeah.
If you were a self-aware leader, you would be like...
I got
this book. You gotta read it.
You gotta read this book.
I thought of this. I thought of you exactly for this book.
Yeah.
What if you had a book around and it just was called "You're a Terrible Leader," and then you could just hand it to people? Oh, you gotta read this. It's called "You're a Terrible Leader."
That's like my worst nightmare.
That's my worst nightmare.
Like, I'm sure, but is it true that
if somebody gifts me self-aware leader, I'm out.
You're a leader.
I know.
Sequel, the insecure leader.
Insecure leader. How about that for a title?
One of my team, there was someone on my team who gave me a leadership book, and I can't tell you. I did have a little moment like, do I need? Dang.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you for this book. It's awesome.
I love it.
This is a little aside.
Uh huh.
But I was speaking at a church. I'm not going to say the name of the church. I'm not going to say who invited me.
Jason,
have you guys called that a church now?
Who is there opening weekend?
We call it the body of Christ.
But this guy oversees family ministry. He oversees family ministry. And he met with it's a multi-site. And he met with the campus pastor. And he actually told the campus pastor, he said, I just have such a difficult time with your leadership that I don't think you're a leader. You're a great guy. You're a super guy, but you're not a leader.
Oof.
And the guy said, no one has ever told me that. And my friend said to him, have you ever asked anybody about your leadership?
Wow.
And he said, I got to be honest with you, I never have. And I thought, that's an interesting, I mean, I don't know the situation, but it was reflective of my friend saying he's not a leader. I mean, because leaders seek feedback.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's true. They're asking, you know, how did that work? Were we clear on that? Could I have done something better? You know, you just ran this event or this camp or a weekend program. You know, how do we make this better? I think if you're a leader and you're not asking people around you, you know, are you okay? I don't know. I'm just a little maybe fresh on this.
That's good.
One, the book I'm reading, and two, that conversation that I just had.
Yeah. I like it.
It's not easy. It's not easy to ask. No. I just don't want to be surprised at that. Yeah. I want to be like, hey, I know this is, you know, I inconvenience people with things like this, or this is my style, or I know this is going to bother you, but...
Yeah.
Where were we going with that?
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry.
That's all right.
But it was good stuff.
Self-aware leader, Terrence Linhart.
I am. Regardless, it was awesome. Minutes, and we said we're going to do 30 and show you. We're going to do
Facebook the thing.
Live.
And we're going to go over to the new DYMU headquarters.
Cool. Yeah.
We can talk about DYMU now.
Oh, I know. I'm excited.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's out.
Yeah.
It's out in the wild.
I've always wanted to be a professor.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Professor Edwards. I like it.
You've been here every week.
That's how I'd like to be billed on the website.
Dude, you're the man, Jason Carson. All right, let's go see the new studio.
Are we ending?
Just chiming in.
Yeah, is it over?
Are we ending?
Are we done? Should we be done?
Yeah,
let's.
Hey, let's end this meeting on time.
What's our line we did last time?
So much love.
Hurting people.
You are loved.
No. If you're listening, you are loved.
Write that down. That's but good. If you're not listening.
If you're not listening,
then you wouldn't hear. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like if a tree falls.
Exactly. If a tree falls on a mime, does anybody care? That's a fair question.
Yeah.
On a mime?
What? That's yes, so dumb. The mime's family cares.
All right, let's go look at the studio.
Do mimes have family?
And we will talk to everybody at episode 313.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yes.
This Download Youth Ministry podcast is brought to you by Generate Camp by YM360. Join us this summer as together we explore how the gospel transforms, revolutionizes, and fundamentally changes everything. Check out our week in Durango, Colorado, July 31st through August 4th with DYM's very own Josh Griffin by heading over to generatestudents.com today.
This DYM podcast was brought to you by the Orange Conference, reminding you that what you and your team do every week matters. To grow and connect as a team, join us at this year's Orange Conference. Register or learn more at theorangeconference.com.